Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you're joining us today. Now, how do you tell someone that they need to leave your company? That's the question we are discussing in today's lesson. The title of our lesson is Parting Company. We will be joining Adam and Brad at Owl Media. And here's a question for you. Why does Adam want to fire Fred Jensen? Why does Adam want to fire Fred Jensen? We're going to find out soon. Friends, open up your magazine and let's begin.
Parting company. Telling someone they no longer have a job is never easy. Having to dismiss an employee is not a very pleasant task for anyone in management. Whether the reason is poor performance or company downsizing, the duty is an uncomfortable one. Not many managers, however, are trained to handle layoffs. And they should be. Training helps make delivering the bad news less frightening because a manager has a procedure to follow. There is no right time to tell someone they're losing their job, but doing it on a Friday allows the person to have the weekend to deal with it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 dismiss 这个动词。 D-I-S 这个字首有分开的意思， M-I-S-S 这个字根有送出的意思， 所以 dismiss 在这里是指解雇， 免职或者是开除的意思。 例如 the manager was dismissed due to his incompetence in leading the team， 经理因为无力带领团队所以被免职了。 dismiss 也指打发、解散或者是使某个对象离开。 例如 the teacher dismissed the class earlier than usual today， 老师今天比平常早一些让学生回家。接下来我们看的是 downsize 这个动词， down 是指往下的， 所以 downsize 是指缩小规模或精简化。例如 after thorough consideration the boss decided to downsize the company by 15%， 经过仔细的考量后老板决定要裁减公司 15%的人员。 它的反义词是把 down 变成 up， 变成 upsize。 Upsize 是指增编人员。 例如 the corporation plans to upsize by 10% in the coming year， 这家企业计划在明年扩增 10%的人力。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Alright, our lesson is called Parting Company. And before we discuss the text here, what does that mean, Rebecca, to part company?
Oh, that's a great question, and I'm so glad that you asked me. If you're parting company, this just means that you are leaving someone. You're departing from somebody. So, for example, you could say, Tom finally parted company with his brother. So he and his brother are together, and they finally parted company.
Okay, so maybe they went on a trip together.
Yeah.
And after the trip, they had to go separate ways. They went to their own homes, so they parted company. So if you go out with people at the end of that trip, whatever you're doing, often you could use this phrase, oh, it's time to part company. However, in our lesson, this title is, I think it's a little bit clever because we're learning about a company and we're learning about how managers should let employees know that they need to leave the company.
That does not sound like a very easy task.
Nope.
We read here in our lesson, telling someone they no longer have a job is never easy. Gabe, have you ever had to tell someone that they no longer had a job at your company?
Rebecca.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If only I had my own company and I was the boss. Of course, I might have had this experience, but no, I have never had this experience, Rebecca.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good thing.
I don't think it would be very easy to tell someone they need to leave the company for any reason.
Of course not. And that's exactly what we are going to be discussing today in the lesson, Parting Company. Well, reading on, having to dismiss an employee is not a very pleasant task for anyone in management. It's actually very, very true. I've known people, my brother for one, he was actually dismissed or asked to leave his job. And it was, I can only imagine how difficult it must have been for the management to ask him to leave. It's not that he did anything wrong, it just wasn't the best fit.
Interesting. Actually, we're going to talk about that idea in a moment.
Oh, right.
He didn't do anything wrong, just wasn't a good fit. First of all, let's read this next sentence. Whether the reason is poor performance or company downsizing, the duty is an uncomfortable one. Okay, so there are many different reasons for letting someone go. One could be they're just not very good at doing their job, or maybe the company is downsizing. Maybe they don't have enough money to keep a lot of people, so they need to let some people go.
Right, and we read, not many managers, however, are trained to handle layoffs, and they should be. Okay, so there's a few things that we want to discuss here in this sentence, and the first is to lay off somebody. If you lay somebody off, this usually means that the company is downsizing. Maybe they don't have enough money to pay certain employees, so unfortunately, they're going to have to let some of the employees go. That reminds me of my grandma. Many years ago, she was laid off from her job.
Huh?
And it's not that she did anything wrong, but the company was downsizing, so they could no longer afford to pay her salary, so they had to let her go or lay her off.
Actually, I think that's the way it is for a lot of people, especially when the economy is bad in any country. A lot of people might get laid off because companies are affected by the economy as well. Well, you see this picture here. It's kind of a cute picture. There's a person who is red and another person who is white. And the person who is red, maybe the red means angry. Okay.
Okay.
So maybe the person who is white was doing something wrong. All right. And the person who is red, this is the boss, right? And he is firing somebody. He's telling someone to go because he's angry. Maybe this person did a bad job. They weren't doing their job very well. They were always late. There's many different reasons. And so they got fired. So there is a difference between being laid off and being fired from a job.
Okay. So let's review some of the differences. If you're laying someone off, that doesn't necessarily mean the employee did anything wrong. Maybe the company is just downsizing or they don't have enough money to pay that employee, right?
Or like you said earlier, you said your brother wasn't a good fit for the company.
Right.
I guess we could use this phrase, he got laid off as well.
Right. Now let's talk about that word to fire. If you fire somebody, most likely the employee did something wrong. Maybe they lied or cheated or something even worse than that, that called for the boss to fire that individual.
Right. Okay. So actually, Rebecca and I have also mentioned another phrase that you don't see here in the lesson, but we've mentioned the phrase to be let go. And so sometimes if someone was laid off, maybe, or they were fired, another way that they could talk about it is they could say, I was let go from the company, or they let me go.
Now, there's one thing that I think is really interesting about this lesson is that the lesson says not many managers, however, are trained to handle layoffs, and they should be. And that's very true. We read, training helps make delivering the bad news less frightening because a manager has a procedure to follow. I can only imagine if I were a manager and I had to approach someone and tell them that, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to lay you off. That would be a difficult task.
Yeah, or we're going to have to let you go. So it's nice when there is a procedure to follow. Mm-hmm. There's a process of things the manager has to do. Sometimes it is easier to have rules. That way you can make something less personal. But anyway, we continue. It's not easy for a manager to let someone go or to lay someone off. There is no right time to tell someone they're losing their job. But we see an interesting suggestion here. If you're a manager, maybe this suggestion is for you, but doing it on a Friday allows the person to have the weekend to deal with it. What do you think about that?
Excellent suggestion. Well, right now, it's time for us to sing about this lesson in Sing
It
Out!
afraid he's gonna have to leave my company. I'm so sad.
No!
He got laid off. In other words, he got fired. I will never see him again. I know. Bargain company.
So sad,
so, so sad,
cause the company's downsizing again.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to leave, you are my friend, but the company's downsizing again.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Our lesson today is called Parting Company. Now, it's not easy, if you're a manager or a boss, to lay off one of your employees. Actually, this is rarely an easy thing to do. And very few managers are actually trained well in this area. Well, today we're going to join Adam and Brad at Owl Media for a conversation. Perhaps Adam has to make the decision to lay somebody off. Let's find out.
Parting Company. Conversation A. In Adam's office.
I've been looking at our overhead, Brad, and it's too high. We need to lay off some employees.
That won't be easy.
I know. But in order for the company to remain profitable, we have to.
Who are you thinking of laying off?
Fred Jensen, for one. He just isn't interested in learning new things.
He's also been talking about taking early retirement. We might be doing him a favor by laying him off.
My thoughts exactly.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 overhead 这个名词。overhead 当形容词是指在头顶上的，但是在这里是当名词，意思是指公司的管理费用或经常性支出。例如 ,we have to cut our overhead at least 5% more in order to keep our company. 如果要保住我们的公司，我们的经常费至少还要再减 5%。或者是 the company's headquarters were relocated out of Vancouver because the overhead there was too high. 公司总部被迁出温哥华，因为那里的营运成本过高。所以我们看的是 profitable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 profit, 利润这个名词，加上 able 这个表示可以的字尾。profitable 就是指赚钱的，有盈余的，或者是有利润的。例如 the product turned this once failing company into one that is now profitable. 这个产品让这家一度要倒闭的公司如今成为了一家会赚钱的公司。Profitable 也指有益的。例如 Dave made profitable use of his free time learning Spanish. Dave 善加利用他的休闲时间学习西班牙文。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so here's the moment that you all have been waiting for. It's time for us to get into this conversation between Adam and Brad. Now, Adam starts off this conversation by saying, well, he's in his office, and he says...
So you're going to be Adam now, Rebecca?
Well, yeah, I'll be Adam. And you want to be Brad?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. And I will try to put on my best...
manager voice?
Yes.
Okay.
Here it goes.
I've been looking at our overhead, Brad, and it's too high. We need to lay off some employees. Wasn't that a good Adam voice?
Sounds very scary, Rebecca. I wouldn't want to have a manager like you. Okay, well, he uses an interesting word here, overhead, and basically that is the company's expenses or the costs, the running costs that the company has, right? So Adam says we need to lay off some employees. Brad says that won't be easy.
Mm-hmm. And Adam responds by saying, I know, I love it. But in order for the company to remain profitable, we have to. And of course, if you want the company to be profitable, that just means that the company needs to make money. It has to make a profit.
Mm-hmm. So how does Brad respond? Who are you thinking of laying off? It sounds like it could be very interesting information for one employee to find out about. Who is the boss going to lay off?
Well, let's find out, Adam responds. Fred Jensen, for one, he just isn't interested in learning new things.
Well, hold on a second, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe, what were you thinking?
Well, I don't know who Fred Jensen is, apparently.
Well, he's an employee.
Yeah, he works at Owl Media. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the important thing. But what about that little phrase, for one?
Yes.
What does that mean?
What about it?
Yeah, he says Fred Jensen, for one.
Oh, well, you know, Gabe, in this sentence, or in our lesson, Adam is just using that to mean that, well, he's referring to Fred Jensen. He's one person that he is going to have to let go or lay off.
So, friends, you can use this phrase for one, and it basically means as one example or as an example. For example, if you need to list off several reasons for doing something, you could use this phrase. There are many reasons to fire you. For one, you don't do your job well. For another thing, you have a bad attitude.
Oh, that's an excellent example. Here's a more positive example.
Yes, please.
I think that home cooking is the best way to go. It's much better than going out to eat. Hmm. For one, it's much healthier. And of course, the second reason, you can choose what you want to eat.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Speaking of things to eat, that makes me think of things to drink, like coffee. You know, coffee is much better than tea. For one, it tastes better, and it keeps you up longer.
Wait, hold on, Gabe. We've already had this discussion. Tea is much better than coffee. For one, it tastes so much better. And, of course, another reason is that it's healthier. Third reason, there are more options. I could just keep listing off the reasons tea is better than coffee.
Well, very nice. We can agree to disagree. And, friends, I think you know how to use this phrase now. So Adam says, Fred Jensen, for one. So Fred is just one of the people that Adam is thinking about laying off. Brad continues, he's also been talking about taking early retirement. We might be doing him a favor by laying him off.
Adam responds by saying, my thoughts exactly. Hey, I really like that phrase, my thoughts exactly. What does this mean? Well, you just use this phrase when you're basically agreeing with what the other person just said.
Yeah. You know, Rebecca, I know we were planning on going river tracing this weekend.
Right.
But it's going to rain a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good idea to go river tracing in the rain.
My thoughts exactly. Why don't we postpone it to another time?
Those are my thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
Let's postpone the trip.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. Well, you know something, Gabe? Hmm? Right now, it's time for us to go to the info cloud.
Good.
To see Steve and Ken. They want to talk about firing people.
Ooh. Let's go to the info cloud.
Losing a job is a terrible thing. You're losing something you depend on for your day-to-day existence. Your salary. That's frightening.
Especially if you're supporting a family. Now, losing a job also means losing something that gives you a sense of self-worth and accomplishment. That's demoralizing.
That's why when a manager needs to fire an employee, he or she doesn't usually come right out and say, "You're fired." That would be too insensitive. More often, the manager will speak euphemistically to soften the blow.
Remember, euphemisms are figures of speech that communicate something harsh and offensive in a pleasant and indirect way.
Perhaps the most common euphemism managers use to fire people is, "Sorry, we're letting you go."
Sometimes managers will even try to make it sound like getting fired is a good thing. "We want to give you an opportunity to pursue other interests."
Well, since you put it that way, thanks.
Now, the phrases we use to tell others that we've been fired can be euphemistic, like, "I was laid off," or "I was shown the door." But more often, they're pretty blunt. "I was sacked," "I was canned," or "I got the axe."
Fire 当动词用表示开除，但一般来讲，很少的老板会直接对失职的员工说 "You're fired." 通常老板会用一些 euphemism 委婉的语词来表达开除，像 "We're letting you go." 公司决定要让你离开，或是 "We want to give you an opportunity to pursue other interests." 我们想要给你机会去追寻你其他的兴趣。而被开除的人呢，也不太会讲 "I was fired"， 因为那样子听起来很没有面子。一般也会用一些 euphemism， 例如 "I was laid off"， 我被辞遣 ；"I was shown the door"， 我被人家指出门在哪里，或是用一些俚语的讲法 ："I was sacked"， "I was canned"， 或是 "I got the axe"， 我被砍 ；"I got the boot"， 我被踢出去。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you so much, guys. So, is Adam going to fire Fred Jensen?
I don't know. I guess you're going to have to join us next time.
That's my thoughts exactly. Come back next time, right here to
Studio Classroom.